coming up on All Access.
Let's go now. Let's go. Make plays on 3-1-2-3. Make plays.
Brady calls away to Deion Lewis. He tosses it back to Brady and a flea flicker. He had Mitchell open. He throws instead for Hogan to the right. Touchdown, Patriots!
High fives for everybody.
Let's go!
I knew that was going to be there, man.
Hell yeah.
Just keep the first down now.
And we got a lot of work to do. Look, every game gets tougher, but we know the next one's going to be harder, but we'll be ready to go, all right? It's a hell of a job, fellas.
You know, I wasn't really starting, and I came halfway through the year. The first year we went to the Super Bowl, so I didn't play as much. And I feel like I got my hand a little bit more in the mix and
right.
A lot more hands-on with this game coming up, so I'm excited.
I usually come out when we take a knee at the end of the game, but I wasn't coming out today for that.
We're moving a lot of people, and we're, you know, there are a lot of things that have to be taken care of. But I think from an organizational standpoint, it's been a good week.
In maybe their most complete performance of the season, the Patriots punched their ticket to Super Bowl 51. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. For an NFL record ninth time, the Patriots have earned a Super Bowl berth. And on the first Sunday in February, New England will take on the Atlanta Falcons in Houston, Texas. It's a return to the Lone Star State as the Patriots won Super Bowl 38 back in 2004. We will begin to preview the Falcons, but before we do, let's take a step back and celebrate the Patriots' accomplishment of winning their eighth conference championship in the Kraft era. We'll start that with a look back at the sights and sounds from their impressive win over the Steelers.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
We've been doing this together all year. Tonight's no different. Once more, together we got this. Let's go eat. Have each other's back all night. Fight for one another. Fight for the man next to you. Doesn't matter who makes the play. Just do the best you can. Every play counts.
You got to do it for the guy next to you. The love that you have for the guy next to you. Let's do it together for four quarters.
Guess what? Everybody in that circle at some point, no one wanted them. No one! We wasn't good enough! But sometimes you come across a couple that ain't good enough and you form a group that can't stop! They can't stop us!
Third down and six snap to Roethlisberger. He throws a lob down the left side. Butler is there and he knocks it away!
Good job, y'all. Good job, all right? Nice job. Get it next time, all right? Just keep playing tight coverage, okay? I'm getting good rush.
Fires down the middle. Catch made to the left side by Hogan. Contacts the snap. Stands in. Fires to the end zone. Wide open, Hogan. Touchdown, Patriots!
You're getting in ahead of the Steelers in the AFC Championship.
Hey, keep going.
Nice job, fellas. Keep it going. Keep it going. Nice work. Keep it going now. All night, 60 minutes, right?
Brady calls away to Deion Lewis. He tosses it back to Brady and a flea flicker. Touchdown, Patriots!
I want one more third down conversion.
Let's go!
I knew that dude was going to be there, man.
Hell yeah.
Great job.
You better pull out the pedals, buddy.
Keep the
pressure
on that.
When we do what we're supposed to do, we're pretty good. Let's just keep doing that.
Roethlisberger under center, pulls away, hands it to D'Angelo Williams, tackled behind the line. Roethlisberger directs Rodgers in motion left to right. Roethlisberger throws it right for Rodgers. Incomplete. Laying out. Could not make the catch. Gives it to Blunt. Lowers the shoulders, driving the leg. Still on the move. Unrelenting. LeGarrette Blunt to the two.
You gotta be kidding me.
Ball's at the one. Blunt in the backfield takes the handoff, runs it up the middle. LeGarrette Blunt to the end zone.
Blunt Force Trauma has finally returned to the playoffs. In the AFC Championship game.
Talk about it, man.
Laser focus. Laser focus.
He's gonna look like he's throwing it too, and then he's gonna fire it.
We gotta get in cuts and seams. In cuts and seams.
Quarterback with the right foot forward surveys the defense. Throws a lob back corner of the right end zone, and it's incomplete.
Holy defense.
Great game, babe.
Oh, man.
That was awesome.
Good game.
Great game.
D-Mac, doing your thing.
That's what I'm talking great about, game. Man.
Way to go, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Way to go.
You guys learned that stuff, huh?
You might pull something.
Bingo, you gotta get everybody's number in that group chat, yo. One
more. Yes, sir.
One more.
Got
you. Let me see it.
I mean, that was a hell of a job tonight. That was a hell of a job. 16 wins, too. 16 wins. That'll go a long way. And we got a lot of work to do. Look, every game gets tougher, so we know the next one's gonna be harder, but we'll be ready to go. All right? It's a hell of a job, fellas. Great week of preparation. All right, and it definitely showed out there tonight. All right, so we know what it's going to take. All right, in Houston.
All right, let's hoist this thing up. Let's go. Oh,
yeah. Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with Coach Belichick. And, Coach, congratulations. Going to your seventh Super Bowl as head coach of this organization. How special of a week, how exciting of a week has this been so far?
Pretty special, pretty special. This is, a really good team. We have great players. We have a really good staff. These guys have worked really hard. They deserve it. And, when you win 16 games, it's, that's a lot in the NFL. So, I feel like we deserve our spot here. And so does Atlanta. This is a great football team. Good matchup, but yep. Very exciting to be in it, and happy for what our guys have accomplished. I've been very fortunate to coach the players and to have the staff that we have put together this year.
Coming off that Houston game, seemed like you had a little bit of a different edge that next week going into Pittsburgh. Focus, preparation were the key words that not only were bouncing around with me, but with your team. Seems like they took it and were ready to go, fair to say?
No question. Yeah, no question. We had a much better week than we did against Houston, better week against Pittsburgh than we did against Houston. We practiced better. It just seemed like there was more of an urgency, which, there should have been. It was a bigger game, but that definitely showed up on the field on Sunday night. And I think that was our overall best performance of the year. Not perfect. There were still a lot of things that you know, I don't know if they'd be good enough against Atlanta, but it was the best that we've had. Now we just got to try to take that one step higher this week.
You didn't have a lot of up-tempo offense throughout the regular season, but yet the Pittsburgh game you did. Was it because of the week? The week went so well that some things were just cooking and you said, hey, let's just step this up, or based on a matchup?
Yeah, we thought it was a good matchup. Yeah. We thought it was a good matchup, and we were able to, you know, keep some of the things where we wanted them, and we felt like we could control a little bit more of what Pittsburgh was doing in some areas, and so you know, it worked out well. It's something we hadn't done against them in a while either. Of course, we didn't do it up there in Pittsburgh, but we thought that might be something that might, you know, stress them a little bit in terms of their defensive communication and adjustment system.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in our show to talk about preparations for Super Bowl 51, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with defensive tackle Alan Branch.
In high school, I was in a breakdancing group. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, there's not much to do in Albuquerque, so play sports or, you know, skateboard or breakdancing.
And later, we take a sneak peek at the Patriots' Super Bowl 51 opponent, the Atlanta Falcons.
Good luck trying to stop that.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting Super Bowl tidbit. Next Sunday, the Patriots will make their NFL record 9th Super Bowl appearance in franchise history. Their 8th trip to the big game since Robert Kraft purchased the team. Their Super Bowl record is 4-4.
For the outside world, the week between the conference championship and the Super Bowl is known as a bye week. But this week has been a very busy work week for the Patriots. Here's Dan Roach to fill us in.
The New England Patriots will play one more game in Houston.
For a record 9th time in the Robert Kraft era, the Patriots are on to the Super Bowl as they'll meet the Atlanta Falcons a week from Sunday in Houston in Super Bowl 51.
It's really unbelievable to think that in the last 6 years that we've been to 3 of these and, you know, guys play 20 years and go to one or none.
There are many Super Bowl first-timers on the Patriots roster. In fact, only 23 players remain from the 2014 Super Bowl winning team.
We all have one goal in mind, and that's to win this last game. We're going to do whatever we have to do to make sure we put ourselves in the best situation. And we're going to make sure that we cross all our T's, dot all our I's, and make sure that we come out here and be ready for a fight.
This is what you work for, and, you know, it's supposed to be fun. You know, have fun with it and, you know, put the work in, and hopefully the end result will be what you want.
As for how the Patriots are handling this week, off the field, this is the time to get all their family and friends taken care of before they leave for Houston.
The last couple days it was, hey, make sure you take care of all your ticket business, hotel business, travel business, because you don't want that to be a distraction. And it can be if you don't handle it.
Meanwhile, the Patriots will also get a jump on the NFC champs, the red-hot Falcons, who rolled through Seattle and Green Bay in the playoffs.
You know, this will be an important couple of days here that we have to, you know, practice, rest up, heal, and, you know, study these guys as much as we can, even leading into next week, so that, you know, we go out there on Sunday, we'll be ready to go.
Now, if you're not lucky enough to be heading to Houston, you can still say goodbye and cheer on the Pats as they head to Houston one more time. That'll be Monday at 9 a.m. on the NRG Plaza just outside the Hall of Fame here at Gillette Stadium. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Dan Roach, thank you very much for joining me now as Patriots defensive lineman Alan Branch. Alan, first of all, thank you for coming on.
No worries. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, appreciate having you. This is your second trip.
Yes.
to the Super Bowl. How's it feel going back a second time around?
Feels pretty good. You know, I think I'm a little bit more excited this time just to do the fact that, you know, I wasn't really starting and I came halfway through the year. The first year we went to the Super Bowl, so I didn't play as much. And I feel like I got my hand a little bit more in the mix. And, you know, I'm contributing a lot more, so I feel a lot more hands-on with this game coming up, so I'm excited.
Well, there's no question. You've been contributing a lot more. How hectic has this week been for you? Now, you've been there before, so you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the week been like?
Honestly, it hasn't been too bad right now. You know, had a scramble to figure out who's going to the game for family.
Tickets, of course.
Yeah, everybody and their moms, you know, hitting you up, trying to get tickets. Hey. But once you tell them how much it costs, normally they're like, never mind. So, honestly, it hasn't been that bad. Just soaking it all in, just enjoying the moment, I guess.
Enjoying the moment. And you're a new dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, dad again,
I should say, with the newborn.
Mm-hmm.
How special was that?
And it was awesome.
So you got some big responsibilities on your shoulders, especially around Super Bowl time.
Yeah, I definitely do. I got a 9-year-old, 3-year-old, 1-year-old, and a newborn. So I don't want to load the wife up with all the responsibility of 4 kids by herself. So I tend to wake up with the kids at night and try to help. And it kind of sucks because we have, what, we had 3 kids before the baby that was, they were sick. And now they're like on the tail end of being sick. So I think 3 nights we've had all 4 of our kids waking us up.
Oh my goodness.
And one of them was multiple times each kid. So it's been pretty much a grind.
You have a unique personality and people like your personality. I saw you dancing on the sidelines. You got some dance moves.
Yeah, you know, honestly, in high school, I was in a breakdancing group, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's not much to do in Albuquerque except play sports or, you know, skateboard or breakdance, and I happen to do them all, so.
You got some rhythm, I saw it.
Yeah, it's a good time, you know. I just try to do some simple moves or just, you know, have a good time, and honestly, I think I was on a big screen when one of the guys on the other team told me I didn't have any moves. I was like, what? So kind of went at him a little bit with a little break dancing, and I guess I was on the big screen for a second. So I didn't even know, but I stopped right in time, I guess.
You can only do that at certain times in the game. What was going through your mind when you were dancing on the sideline? Just a good
honestly,
feeling,
right? I dance at all points of the game, even if we're losing sometimes, you know.
What does that do for you?
Just kind of clears my head, you know. Mm. Gets me thinking about right now, you know. I don't want to be thinking about if we're leading or if we're trailing or whatever, you know. I just, you know, if I hear a good song, dance a little bit, go out there and focus on the next play coming up.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. 51.
Yes, sir.
All right. Alan Branch, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to talk again to the coach, and Super Bowl 51 is right around the corner. Logistically, getting everything ready for next week, it's a challenge. Let's cut it like it is. It is a challenge picking up an organization, an entire organization, whether it's staff, office, football, and moving it, you know, 4 hours on a plane down south. How challenging has it been so far? And you guys have been through this before, though.
Right, which I think is a good thing. You know, Robert and I talked about that several times this week, and the fact that, you know, we've done this, and, you know, we kind of have a format and a roadmap of what we want to do. Actually, it's probably, you know, been as good as it could be. Like you said, we're moving a lot of people, and we're, you know, a lot of things that have to be taken care of. But I think from an organizational standpoint, it's been good. And, you know, we've gotten good, you know, good support from everyone. You know, Robert's been great in terms of, you know, accommodating the things that we need. And so it's been a good week.
Quick synopsis of you peaked at them already, obviously. What's your feelings on Atlanta right now without getting into too much detail?
Yeah, very explosive. I mean, offensively, they have a ton of weapons. Their backs, their receivers, they can score from anywhere on the field. They're a very explosive group. They're an experienced offensive line. They don't have very many bad plays. They can score in one or two plays They can also drive it, 14, 15 plays, running the ball, play action, converting third downs, quarterback and scramble, whatever they need to do. Defensively, they're fast, so they turn the ball over. They have a lot of fast players, so they get their strip sacks. They do a good job punching the ball out, tip balls, interceptions. So turnovers, speed on defense. They try to limit the big plays, good pass rush, and a very explosive offensive team that – if you want to just sit back and make them grind it out, they can grind it out. If you want to get up there and be aggressive and not let them nickel and dime you, they can chunk it and get you that way. I think that Coach Quinn's done a great job, and Thomas Dimitroff's done a great job with the personnel and as a general manager in that organization with Scott. So, I think from top to bottom, this is a pretty solid team.
That's got to make you proud, too, and we'll get into that, I'm sure, more next week. And time out for the A's ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Jim in Andover. I say Houston, I say Super Bowl. Does it ever remind you of Super Bowl 38?
Well,
we always talk about the first one, and we're going to another one here, but sometimes we forget about the other ones.
Yeah. Well, look, they're all special.
Yeah.
I think right now, honestly, we have such a focus on this game, this challenge with the Falcons, that as great as the other ones were and other games and other days and other years were, I think that's pretty much in the rearview mirror for us. We're just trying to focus on Atlanta and make the most we can out of this opportunity.
No bye week, so means no Bellastrator. How about we do something different? Plays of the week. We'll give them a mini Bellastrator, then we'll give them a big one next week.
Sounds good.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Stay right there. More Patriots All Access right after this. Then we're going to do the plays of the week.
Coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick highlights the plays of the week on the Bellastrator.
If Edelman doesn't block him, then, he very easily could come in there and mess up the play or even, sack the quarterback.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
The crowd is in a frenzy. 72,000 folks on hand for Super Bowl 38. Comes the pressure. You has it. Patriots recover. Brady, play action fake, fires end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Deion Branch! Patriots grab the lead. Looks, shoots it long and deep. His man is open. He's got it at the 30, at the 20. Touchdown, Carolina. They take the lead. No matter who wins this one, people will be writing that this may have been the best Super Bowl of all time. Kickoff is away. Whoa! May go out of bounds at the 10-yard line. It does. Whoa! It goes out of bounds. Patriots will get the ball at the 40-yard line. Lux fires. Caught. First down. Carolina 23-yard line. Caught by Deion Branch. Ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, kick is good, kick is good. We're Super Bowl champions again. Patriots 32, Carolina 29.
Time now for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
In just a little more than a week, the Patriots will face off with the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51, the Patriots chasing their fifth championship. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're here with your opponent's spotlight. Now, Bob, all eyes, of course, will be on Julio Jones and Matt Ryan, but the Falcons have a really talented backfield that could challenge the Patriots.
This is a very good offense, much like the Pats, very diverse and able to strike, whether against sub-defenses or base defenses, even in the running game. Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman have had a terrific year together. Both catch the ball extremely well. Both run it well. And again, Kyle Shanahan, like Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator, will try to exploit some matchups and pick up a lot of yardage out of the backfield underneath the Patriots coverage, but also be able to run it with both guys, whatever the down, and be successful in that regard too. They're very good.
Now on the other side of the ball, the Falcons secondary is young, but they're impressive. What is the Patriots receiving core in store for?
This Atlanta defense plays very much like the Seahawks of 2 years ago. Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator of that team. And of course, they had Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas, two of the best at the safety position, manning their secondary. Well, the Falcons have two youngsters, very aggressive. They like to take the ball away. Keanu Neal, 5 forced fumbles during the regular season, 105 tackles among the rookie leaders in the NFL. And then there's Ricardo Allen, a couple of picks in the regular season, 2 more in the postseason, including a 45-yard return against the Seahawks. But as mentioned, they play fast and aggressively. And can Tom Brady exploit that aggressiveness for the Patriots? I think that's a big key to this game. The outcome for the Patriots really will hinge on how well those safeties do or how poorly they do against the Patriot receivers.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belichator. Next time you see us, we're going to be at Super Bowl 51 live. So what we're going to do this week, Coach, is give them the plays of the week against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Conference Championship. What do we got here?
Well, the first play is, one that there's been some conversation about. It's the flea flicker. And, this is the basic play is to run the ball up into the line of scrimmage, pitch it back to the quarterback, and try to get the secondary, in this case the free safety, to come up and play the run and get somebody in there behind him. One of the key parts of this play is Julian Edelman right here. And so Sean Davis is up there on the line of scrimmage, and he thinks it's a run, and so he's going to come in there. If Edelman doesn't block him, then, he very easily could come in there and mess up the play or even, sack the quarterback or, knock the pitch off. So Julian's block here is a critical block on this play. The rest of it kind of, just piles up in the line like it normally does on this type of play. And then Deion has the pitch back. Julian, after he bumps Davis, runs the crossing route. And you can see, Hogan coming through here and kind of throttles down. I think Mitchell probably thinks that he's going to get blocked. And then once Chris gets behind him, then Mitchell can't recover and it's too late. Well executed here by Deion, really going all the way up into the line of scrimmage, hiding right behind those offensive linemen. To suck the linebackers and the secondary up. We get the backside Cockrell, the backside corner up there as well. And so, him coming up there and kind of being occupied by Julian creates that space back here in the deep part of the field past Mitchell and, where the corner might be able to recover to, just can't get there.
Last time you ran one was, everybody says the playoffs, it was Baltimore this year, right? I think you ran one against Baltimore.
Yep, and of course the toughest one of all was against Tennessee in, I think it was 09 in the snow.
That's right.
To Randy.
Frigid game.
Well, this is a big series for us. This is the first play of that goal line stand, and of course the other two plays were big as well. But this is, the ball's inside the 1 yard line, and, as probably everybody in the stadium did, we anticipated an inside type of run, so. We really tried to, do a good job here of penetrating the line of scrimmage. And, Patrick Chung does an excellent job on the backside of coming off the edge but flattening this out. So he actually has two guys on this. He has the quarterback on the bootleg, and he also has the backside in the running game. And so he's able to get a good read on the play, flatten it out, and come in there and, help make the play on Williams. And we get really good penetration at the line of scrimmage. This is the weak side zone play here to LeGarrette. And, it starts with Nate Solder and Joe Tooney both do a great job of getting the edge, kind of widening Jones here and getting up on the linebacker and creating some space for LeGarrette to get in there. David Andrews gets a big reach block here on the nose. And it's a Shaq and Marcus cutting off the backside. So really well done on the line of scrimmage. And then, just a great run here by LeGarrette. This is really what when he's at his best, when he drops his pads like this.
Pad level.
Yep. Mm. He's underneath Mitchell, the free safety here, and he's able to just keep his legs going. And there's another 5 yards, and then he gets some help from
Push.
Yep.
I got all excited. We made a song about this and everything. Got Salt and Pepper, Push It Real Good.
Yeah.
You could use it at any time, in team meetings.
That was really a good good finish to the play. No, not just by LG, but look at all the guys that we have
awareness,
up there,
yeah,
that are trying to help the play and help their teammates. So and then of course we scored on the next play. But that was a big one for us. And this this turnover really helped us. This is we're in a zone defense here, and they throw a little pitch route here to Rodgers, and this is Kyle Van Noy coming out of the middle field, and Logan Ryan, both of them closing on the ball very quickly, and Rodgers tries to get away from Ryan, and Van Noy, gets his hand in there, gets the ball out on the tackle, makes a good tackle, finishes on Rodgers, gets him on the ground, knocks the ball out, and then, once again, just the effort here, you see the defensive linemen, Rob and Trey, Malcolm, Brown, all of them hustling, turning, running to the ball. Sometimes it's to make a tackle on a receiver running across the field, but in this case, it's an opportunity to turn the ball over with the strip there by Kyle. So, just great effort. We have, six guys around the ball. I mean, they basically have one. So that's how you recover those fumbles.
Nice job right there.
Yeah.
This is Edelman here, right?
Yeah. So this is third and goal on a 10. Again, not a great situation to be in. But the first thing that really helps this play is, our two halfbacks. This is James White at the top of the screen, Jamin Dupree, and Deion Lewis at the bottom of the screen. Jamin. So the ends kind of get jammed, and they don't have as good of a pass rush as maybe they would normally get. But James does a great job on this. Not only does he knock Dupree down, but then he gets up here and runs this flag pattern, and he takes the corner. And a linebacker with him. So it really gets three guys on this play. The end, the linebacker, and the corner. So he eats them up, and then that creates a lot of space in the middle of the formation. Julian comes in here and pulls it up on the other side of the goal line. Same thing with Deion. Deion gets the end and then drags the linebacker out with him. So with these linebackers outside, you can see that big area in the middle, and I think Tom's eyes lit up a little bit when he saw that. Julian just running the return route there on Gay for an easy touchdown.
Nice to have that pocket too. I mean, to have that ability to reset down and tight.
Yeah, well, with those halfbacks coming in and hitting the ends, that really piled things up in the middle. So, third and 10, tough play to score on. Really well executed.
Great game, Coach. Hey, next time I see you, be in Houston.
All right, sounds good. All right,
there you go. There's your plays of the week. We'll see you for the Bellastrator Super Bowl edition next week. More of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
They'll be there in 2 weeks in Houston against the Atlanta Falcons.
Next week, the Patriots' drive for five kicks into high gear as All Access originates from Houston, Texas, site of Super Bowl 51. We'll be live Saturday night, February 4th at 7 p.m. on WBZ-TV as well as Patriots.com. It's your best choice the night before the game with exclusive access and expert analysis.
Welcome back to this week's edition of Patriots All Access. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo and our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. AFC Championship. Surprised it was that lopsided against the Steelers.
Mike and I didn't get a chance to come on, but that's exactly the score that I predicted. So I didn't get a chance to get it out there, so now I just want everybody to
know,
the way. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A little bit. I thought the Patriots would win. I was pretty confident that they would win, but I thought it would be tighter. And what I didn't envision were the turnovers. I thought that the Steelers were going to have to play a pretty perfect game to come into Foxborough and win. They were far from perfect.
I expected a lot more from the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I'm going to put that to the side because I don't think it should discredit what the Patriots accomplished.
I want to call this Legacy Week. Let's talk legacy for a second before we even talk about the Super Bowl because that's still a week away. But I want to start with the owner. We'll go to the coach and then the quarterback. Bob Kraft, Robert Kraft, 8th Super Bowl. That's an NFL record for owners.
Yeah, and it's amazing. The numbers are sort of, you just sort of write them down, and we put them in our notes every week, Mike, and I don't know if we truly understand the magnitude of them. It's almost comical. Just, you know, you look across the board, it seems when we're covering these games, every play, every milestone seems to get a press box announcement, and, you know, and some of them are more impressive than others, but when you have an owner who's been to more Super Bowls than anybody else, there's 51 of these things, and he's been to more than anybody else.
That's amazing.
And just to think that the caliber of the organization when he took it over as compared to now, it's amazing.
Leading into the game against the Steelers, I talked to a lot of Patriots players about Robert Kraft. I thought it was a neat story because he's won 26 playoff games, which is third all-time in a short time period. I mean, 1994 to present, the Rooney family of the Steelers tops the list at 36. So he's already closing in on them, and that was 1913 where you start that discussion with the Rooney family. And the one thing that the players kept repeating to me was, he's always around. Because you might not realize it, guys. I mean, it's not like that with every other team. Sometimes owners don't even live in the same city that their team is.
We turn to Bill Belichick. Enough said.
I mean, it is what it is.
I don't think it's any
secret. Amazing.
We've all felt that he's the best coach in football by a wide margin. We talk about the greatness of Brady, and I know we're going to get to him as well, but I think the gap between Belichick and the next best is far greater than the gap between Brady and whoever you want to put second.
Think about what they did this year. I was thinking about this, you know, coming in here. He traded Chandler Jones, traded Jamie Collins. I mean, if I told you they were going to trade those two guys at the start of the year and during the year and that they would finish number one in points allowed, you know, fewest points allowed defense, and be in this position, I mean, you'd probably tell me, are you crazy? Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But because of that presence of the cap and some of these decisions are made, like, it's very unconventional, and I think it speaks to Belichick and the way he builds the team, the culture, and the success he's had because of that is pretty remarkable.
And now we turn our attention to the quarterback, because win or lose this Super Bowl coming up, he's the best ever, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't going to really change. I mean, it's absolutely going to add. Obviously, anytime you win important games, championship games, it adds to your legacy. But a loss here would not do anything in my mind to say anybody has caught him or, you see, that's why Joe Montana is better or that's why John Elway is better. No way. To stay hungry and stay committed to the next victory that he always talks about, that might be as impressive as anything.
So many things stand out to me with Brady, and everyone talks about this vengeance tour, and I actually don't see that. I don't see that driving him. What stood out to me after that game, AFC Championship mm-hmm. game, was how excited he was. To me, this is another chapter for Tom, and everyone says, oh, which one's your favorite? Well, the next one,
the
but
next
I think
one.
This one particularly is special for him because two of his kids are old enough to enjoy that with him.
Atlanta, how does this team... I know we still have time to dissect this.
Sure.
But just a general preview.
It's an interesting, you know, I think a lot of people are going to talk about it's the number one offense against the number one defense, but I think that's really not the crux of this game. Usually when you talk in those terms, it's a contrast of styles. But I think both of these teams, as well as the Patriots have played on defense, I still think it's an offense-driven team.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that against the Steelers. It was the offense that dominated the game. And then the defense played just the way they have been playing. They supported the offense, and they were able to keep the points down. But to me, this is going to be about which offense plays up to its capability.
I want to talk about experience. That's, to me, what stands out. I remember last year, Broncos-Panthers, and mm-hmm. thinking to myself, Peyton Manning, that team, a little more experienced. They've been there. They understand it's a longer buildup to kickoff when you come off the field from warm-ups, half times longer. To me, I spin it forward to this year. The Patriots are the Broncos, and the Falcons are the Panthers. I think the experience factor is certainly in the favor of the Patriots.
Guys, we'll see you next week in Houston.
All right, Steve. Look forward to it.
Same here. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. We will leave you with the celebration after the AFC Championship win over Pittsburgh. So long, everybody. Have a great week.
I usually come out when we take a knee at the end of the game, but I wasn't coming out today for that.
Tom Brady takes the snap, and with one more kneel down, the New England Patriots will play one more game in this 2016-17 season.
We're going to Houston.
You know, this is just an unbelievable experience, you know, just to be a part of this team. To get this win and have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, it's pretty amazing.
If
feels amazing to be able to get the opportunity to play in a Super Bowl.
There you go, Taylor. Nice job, man.
You know, they say that, you know, the adventure is in the journey, not the destination. So just enjoying the journey. It's been a long one for me, and I just, you know, I've been trying to make the most of it. Sometimes on that journey, your kid cries in the car. That song, man, I love that song. I wanna dance with somebody.
Everybody was like, when I tell us about the cheerleaders, I was like, he gets a pass. He gets a pass tonight.
They know I'm married.
He's a champion, he gets a pass.
They know I'm married.
John Cavetti!
It is my honor to present to you the Lamar Hunt Trophy, representative of the American Football Conference champions.